after we did this, I will be forgiven, right?
No more
task of punishments, right, Mama? Okay. It's Amori, right?
Okay,
Hi, guys. If you remember the rumble Adi made the other week, it got me in lots of trouble. Like, maybe not the rumble itself, because Mama enjoyed it lots, but she didn't enjoy Adi going behind her back to do that and sharing it with you first. So let's just say it's been a long week for Adi. And not in a very happy way. But Mama says that after Adi's done this one last task, she'll be completely forgiven and there will be no more punishments. So what the task is, right? Mama said that since Adi likes sharing so much, she should go and share her favorite fantasy with you. Only there are some extra conditions happening right now. Adi's in Mama's bed, because apparently that's the only bed Adi's allowed to be in. Not that Adi minds that much. Mama tied up my hands above my head, so I can't use them. And then there's a tiny detail of Adi being locked in the chastity belt, so... yep, as you can imagine, the fantasy always gets Adi double hot. And I won't be able to help it this time. that doesn't sound like much fun for me. I hope it'll be fun for you. And Mama's in the room too, right now, to make sure Adi won't cheat. So it will be fun for her too, I guess. let's just get this over with, okay? Adi's secret fantasy. The one that, the one that's been with her for some time now, is Adi would love to be fucked by a sir while held in Mama's arms. Okay, this is the main idea, but I'm supposed to tell you in detail. We've talked with Mama about that, about making it happen, maybe one day. So if we were to make it happen, Mama would choose this sir that would help us with it. Adi would have some say in that too, but Mama knows what Adi likes, and Adi trusts her to choose the right sir. You know, choose the sir that will be just right for Adi. And the one that wouldn't mind taking orders from Mama, because yeah, Mama would be in charge the whole time. So Mama would choose this sir and invite him over, and we'd probably have dinner first. like nothing fancy, just dinner to get to know each other a bit, to get more comfortable. I know, Mama, can we make lemon chicken? Could I have lemon chicken?
Yeah, that lemon chicken. Okay.
So yeah, we'll have lemon chicken and ice cream. Yeah, lemon chicken and ice cream. And we'll talk and set all the rules, you know, so everyone knows what's what and what's allowed. And then we'll play some games, like, no, actual games, because Adley likes games. Like, we would all sit on the floor in the living room, and we will play maybe some cards. Dice. Yep. I would play dice. And, I don't know, Adley maybe sit in Seth's lap. Well, not Seth, Mr. Daddy. That's what Adley would call him for the night. Mr. Daddy. Huh? Well, no, I can't call him Daddy. Because... Mom asks why not. Adley can't call him Daddy because he wouldn't be Daddy for forever, right? He'd be just Adley's Daddy for that one night. So that's why Adley would call him Mr. Daddy. We'd play games like dice maybe, and Adley would sit in Mr. Daddy's lap, and then it would turn out we're playing strip dice or something, because Mama always changes the rules like that while we play. And somehow always it's Adley who ends up naked first. It's weird. But we would play and joke and relax and just have fun together. And as usual, Adley would end up naked first. Because dice and Mama's rules. And then Mama decided it's time to move to bed, and you know how thirsty Mama is, right? Like, Mama Zita is always thirsty, so she'll tell Mr. Daddy to strip himself and tell him he can watch. Why she get her snack from Adley, like, you know, cause Mama loves snacking on Adley's happy bits whenever she's thirsty. God. And she's good at that too, so Adley needs to be done with this story pretty quick, because Mama might be thirsty again. Okay, I'm so. Mama would get snacking, and Adley would come once, not more. Like normally, Mama would. Normally, Mama would go for as many as she could, but not tonight. No, just once, just to get Adley even more relaxed and open and ready for Mr. Daddy. And then by then, Mr. Daddy would be all naked too, and playing with Selm, playing with himself. So Mama would decide to help him too. You know, to get him nice and hard body. And I don't know if you ever saw Mama do that, but she's bloody good at it too. Well, Adi can only judge by what she sees, you know, on the set. And he's having done that, but they always look happy. like seriously happy. So Mama would stroke him a bit, and then Mama would take Mr. Daddy's cock in her mouth and would suck him, and would let him go real deep. Like Adi doesn't really like this part because it always looks dangerous, but Mama says it's okay because she knows what she's doing and it always works for the cells. And Adi thinks Mama enjoys it too, so yeah, that's okay. Mama would get Mr. Daddy already walked up. Get him all nice and hard for Adi. She would tease him too, because that's what Mama does, she teases people. And she would tease him lots and lots. But would let him come. No. She'd say that it's all for Adi tonight. So when he'd be this close, he'd pull back, and all this time Adi would watch them and maybe play for herself tickets. That would be real hot sight to watch. Because you know, Mom's good at it. And, Mama would get on bed too. Sit up. And Adi would sit against her. My head nested between Mama's breasts. And I'd be all hurt by Mama. Like, all warm and safe and soft. Mama would put her hands on Adi. You know, just to hold her. Because Mama's possessive like that, but her hands on Adi always feel double good. Now, even if she doesn't do anything special, just having her hands on Adi's is so nice. And it's double pretty too, you know? Because, because when Mama and Adi as brought together, it's like rye bread with butter, or like half an Oreo cookie. So Mama's hands on Adi's tummy look double pretty, and Mama would slide them down Adi's legs, and open them very gently, and spread Adi open for Mr. Daddy, and then she would she would tell him to... She would tell him, sir, come and fuck my baby girl.
You say that one, right? No, what would you say then? Sorry guys, I'm not repeating you that. Oh fuck. But mama would say that, and Mr. Daddy would come over and he'd tease Adi a bit with his cock first, but then he would start pushing in, and he'd have to go slow at first, cause usually it's just mama's fingers, you know, so his cock would be stretching Adi, but it would feel good to be held in mama's arms like that, and to have Mr. Daddy's cock stretching and feeling at it like so. He would go slow, but he would go all the way in. Yeah. And you'd have to spread her legs really wide. So he could press himself all the way inside Adi. And then he'd just go for it. Moving back and forth. And fucking Adi really good, deep and hard, while mama would be playing with Adi all the other ways she could imagine, you know, mama's hands all over Adi, and there'd be kisses, like lots and lots and lots of kisses, cause Adi loves mama's kisses. It's not fair. Wait. Mama, that's not fair. You know it's not fair. Come on. Really, now? Okay, guys. Mama decided that this is like the best moment to get naked too and start playing with herself. So Adi's getting warmed up, telling you about her fantasy. You can't do a thing about that. Mama decided to make her even more worked up. Yes, guys. Mama playing for herself is such a delicious sight, so. Okay, let's just get this over with, okay? Cause, I'm not sure how long I can last like this, okay? I need this, guys. And he really needs out of this belt, and out to come finally, like after all this week, okay? So Mr. Daddy would be fucking Adi nice and good, and he would be having all sorts of fun too, but then he'd decide Mama would who deserve something to eat. So he'd flip me over on her belly, and there'd be just one word, lick. So that's what Adi would do. I mean, Adi's face pressed between Mama's legs, that's that's like the most obvious thing to do, right? Lick and numb and suck on Mama's pussy and suck on Mama's clit. All the while that Daddy would be fucking Adi again. His weight almost caressing on Adi. Spread like that, prone. And he'd... What do you think, Mama, huh? Who'd come first, huh? Who'd come first?